Well, it's going to be a very busy day around Nats Park, and not only inside the stadium. The 1:07 first pitch this afternoon of the Nats Cards playoff game will also affect traffic. Joining us now is John Lyle, a spokesman for D.C.'s Department of Transportation. John, good to have you with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. What time does the sun come up?
Well, the sun's going to come up, in about an hour from now, something like that? I'm taking a wild guess here because, 7:13. Boy, was I pretty close. Hey, listen, John, it's going to be a little crazy today around the ballpark. What can you tell us?
Well, I think, you know, the 1 o'clock time is, as you said, that's the most important thing. And we've done, you know, we've had 81 baseball games already, so we've done this a lot, including some afternoon games. But the big impact today is going to be that folks will be getting out of the game right in the middle of rush hour, we anticipate, you know, between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. So that's going to put about 10,000 additional cars on the roads, just as all your listeners are trying to get home from work. So that's what's going to make things complicated today.
Is all that stadium traffic going to miss with traffic coming from the Navy Yard, or is it going to be handled in a different way to keep them separate?
Well, really, that's an issue. We're going to be trying to, the first message is to try to get people to consider, you know, teleworking or altering their work schedule a little bit so that maybe folks can get out of work before the game lets out. So if you can leave work by, let's say, 4 o'clock this afternoon, I think you might be in the clear. There's only so much we can do once the stadium traffic starts, dumps out and starts heading home. You know, if we just had the game to deal with, it would be easier to just push people towards the freeways, and everybody would be going in the same direction.
Right.
Here, when you add in commuter traffic, you know, people have their set routes for getting home, and so you're going to have stadium traffic going one way, and you're going to have some other folks trying to go the other way. But we'll have a lot of personnel out there this afternoon to direct traffic, working with police as well. So we'll be doing our best. We just are asking folks to be patient and if they can, stay late, patronize some of the local businesses down there and perhaps delay your trip home.
Yeah, I'm sure some folks are going to take that advice. Some won't. We know that. So if they do try to get in the middle of all this mess, are we talking about the police here trying to move people through more rapidly and through some specific routes versus others because you may be able to accommodate more cars going one way than another?
I think the main thing that drivers are going and fans should expect is that police and our traffic control officers are going to be trying to move traffic as fast as possible and get it as quickly as possible onto the freeways and the larger roads. So, across the Douglas Bridge on South Capitol Street, onto 395, onto the 11th Street Bridge, and then down M Street to the 12th Street entrance to 395. So those are the main ways for traffic, especially traffic that's headed into the suburbs, to get onto the freeways. So that's what we're going to be trying to do. At the same time, however, we recognize people need to get home from work, and so we'll be trying to accommodate them as well. It's going to be a lot of traffic, and it really, it's important for people to consider to take Metro if they can to get to the game and to get home. You're going to face some crowds on Metro, but you can leave the driving to somebody else, and that should be less stressful.
Well, it's going to be a crazy afternoon, John, but this is the kind of problem we like to have, playoff baseball, huh?
We're all excited. The city's excited about hosting it. I know the mayor's excited. We just want to make sure everybody understands what it's going to be like this afternoon and that everybody's patient.
Good stuff. Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you.
John Lyle from the D.C. Department of Transportation.